Blog Talk Radio.
I got praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, April the 21st of 2020. It's pretty cold for May 21st. It almost feels more like February 21st once the wind chills are factored in.
What is happening?
But we're so glad to have you with us, wherever you could may be, however you are listening to the program tonight. And I know God is on our side. He always is. He always will be. And it just gives me hope knowing that. And he's the shelter through the storm. He's the way maker. He makes a way where there seems to not be a way.
Amen.
And I'm going to read you a couple different psalms tonight, including Psalm 23, which is the homework assignment that I've given you all. And so we're going to do that. Also, I have to say, with it being the last days, soon we will go home to be with Jesus. What a great day that'll be. But first, we're still on the earth at this point. And I have to say, we have to keep praying. I saw a report today. America had the lowest amount of deaths that we've had in a couple weeks, which is good to see. But we still got to pray, continue that the toll continues to fall. We need to pray over the economy that it gets going. Because I love what our president said. I love it. He said, the cure cannot be worse than the problem.
Yeah.
And if it is worse than the problem, then we have serious issues. And so that's why we have to open up the country. We don't have a choice. Every state who decides not to open it up is endangering the national economy. Like I said, the problem, the disease, the cure cannot be worse than the disease. Never can. But it's great to see we got places. That one city in Florida a few days ago had been on a curfew and was going to require everyone to wear masks. They took down the curfew and made the masks voluntary. So there to no curfew, no masks. By the way, this is down in a certain county in Florida with one of the major cities in it. Yeah, one of the three largest cities down there in Florida. Yeah. But I think God is going to do something regarding this. days and to near 2 weeks, we're going to see even greater things happen in regard to this. I think this is going to be over before we expect it. People are saying, oh, it might be like this till 2022. No. Can't be this cannot be the new normal. It is not sustainable for any economy, including ours. And it can't be. Too much is at stake. And I thank God for those that are out there on the front lines working, figuring out what can work as far as medical. One country who decided not to lock down has just announced that they will achieve herd immunity by May. And when you're locked down, when people are out and about, you don't have the exposure, which means that in a way it could actually hurt. Doesn't that make sense? Because you would not have built up that immunity. Because you would have been not exposed. But we're going to pray as we normally do right now. We're going to sing a couple songs. And then we're going to look at a few psalms together, including Psalm 23. In Psalms, there's a lot of great psalms there. Many of them have been turned into songs. Like Psalm 23 has been turned in, parts of it have been turned into songs. There's one, you may remember this, the song was all about like how he leads me beside the still waters. Remember, Mom?
Yeah.
Like one of them was like how he leads me beside the still waters. Some of them I don't remember necessarily, but I remember it was some really good stuff. And it's going to be good. We are in a different location. We're out driving, so be with me. Beware. If you hear a different noise, just hang in there. Everything's okay. I'm not in space. I don't want y'all sitting there going, where is he? Is he on another planet? What's going on? And just see people, Miracle Man, where are you? Just see a preacher man coming on here asking me. And I'll be like, no, it's fine. We're just out driving. It's fine. It's going to be all right. Because on our side, why worry about it? And so, Heavenly Father, I come before you this evening. I curse this virus. I pray that in the name of Jesus that it dies right here, right now, and it bows to the name of the Lord, and it draws powerless. Because the name of Jesus is much stronger, much higher, much stronger, much greater than the name Corona or virus or COVID-19. And Lord, I curse this Koran, the demon behind this, and also stupid that has caused these officials from states and countries and cities to make decisions that are not, and I just thank you that you would work on them, and I thank you that Stupid and Koran are bound in the name of Jesus, and that God would be lifted up. I thank you, Lord God, for our leaders who have authority over us. Thank you that they make good, solid decisions. Thank you for our president. I thank you, Jesus, that our country is starting to open. I thank you that more states would follow suit and that they would not play this party line game. I curse that party line game now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they would put their state and country first and would govern and not be led by doctors who might not necessarily know. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you're working on this whole thing. Thank you that you, Jesus, have it under control. Would you reveal things to them that they may not know? Because you're the only one who can fix this mess. You know that one? He's the only one who can fix this mess. You're the only one that can fix this mess. Because a lot of them, they don't know what to do. They don't know, open it, close it. What do? Thank you that you show them. And, Lord, I thank you that these governors would hold up First Amendment rights, which is the right to assemble in the House, to freely assemble, which includes the right to assemble in the house of God. I thank you that the government would get their hands off of the church. And Lord God, I thank you right now for economy. Thank you that our economy would come back to life. I thank you, Jesus, for pent-up demand. I thank you, Lord God, for that people would not live in fear. I curse that spirit of fear right now. And the demons that are causing it. Fear is broken. Has no place.
Amen.
Fear is broken.
Yeah.
I curse you, spirit of fear. You're broken. Off from these people.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason to be sit there and be afraid when you, Lord God, are in control.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord God. And also, Lord God, I pray for the health providers. I thank you that you're working alongside them, that you strengthen them, that they would be at ease. Those who go to their hospital job every day and have to deal with all these people who are sick. I thank you, Lord God, that you would bring encouragement and strength to them. May they lead people to the Lord. May they lead patients to the Lord Jesus. I believe, God, for that in the name of Jesus, that they would lead patients to the Lord.
Yes.
And also, Lord God, I thank you for pastors, that you would strengthen pastors, that you would show them that everything's going to be great with you. And I thank you for the churches being full. We're allowed to reopen for that the Holy Spirit filled, that the Spirit filled churches will be filled.
Yeah.
And not to some social I'm talking actually full, to where they can't allow more people in because there's no room for them. And the power of God will fall on them, and they'll get healed. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would strengthen them and bring comfort to their souls. And I give you praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. 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 Now, I wanted to let you know, remind you to please tell others how they can be a part of this great show. Best way to be a part is to call in. That is, you can call in at area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener, and then I'll get notified that we have a caller, and then we will go from there. Amen. To you, a couple of songs. First one is one we used to sing a long time ago. Lift up the name of Jesus, shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus, we're gonna let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near to thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near to thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus, we're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near to thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Deaf ears will be open, blinded eyes will see. Chains will be broken. We'll have liberty. Lift him up. Lift him up. We're going to lift him up. Lift him up. Deaf ears will be open. Blinded eyes will see. Chains will be broken. We'll have liberty. Lift him up. Lift him up. We're gonna lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord, you were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your name was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death tore before you. The grave put on before you. Silence the bones of sin and grave. Yours is the kingdom. Death tore before you. Now you were raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no evil. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Yes, his name is powerful. For a minute, just begin to thank him. Tell him how great he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your name is great. Your name is powerful. Your name is above every other name. Your name is greater, stronger, higher. Your every name will bow down. Every knee will bow down at the mention of your name, Jesus. The mention of your great name, Jesus. Your great name, Jesus. That sweet name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for these listeners who have made the determination to tune in to learn something about you tonight. That they would learn something about you as we study your word tonight, as we exhort about you tonight, Jesus. And I just thank you that your will be done in the lives of these people, and that you are working mightily in the lives of these people, that you're healing their bodies, you're strengthening them, you're touching them. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I make my confession over the show tonight that sponsors and partners are coming in, that finances are coming in, that increases in listenership are coming. And that I thank you, Lord God, that that souls are coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Open it up. You open up your Bibles, if you would, please, to the book of Psalm 23. Woo! Praise God, Psalm 23. And I want you to either you open your Bible, or if you don't have your Bible with you, but you have something with an app on it, get that app out, put it to use. And I want you to get everything you can out of this. This is not meant to be just a spectator thing where you don't participate. No, I want you to participate so you can get the most out of it. That's why if I sing, I want you to sing if you know the lyrics. If I pray, you pray. If I, that's how we do it around here. Praise God. Praise God. So we're going to Psalm 23. And then we'll read a couple of other good ones, too. Hallelujah. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet. Other versions say still. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, are we doing that a lot right now? Death all around. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. In other words, it runs over, spills. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it under the waters. Who may ascend the hill and the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear to what is false. He will receive a blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up. And you ancient doors that the King, capital K, the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gate. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Selah. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust. O my God. Oh, by the way, he wasn't saying that like, oh my goodness, what is that? No. No, he didn't. Oh my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame, those who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are of old. Remember, don't remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. You are good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right. He teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful, and those who keep the demands of his covenant. Or we could say, in other words, the mandates of the Lord, the requirements of the Lord. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are always on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress and take away all of my sins. See how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I, take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me. My hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all these troubles. I'll read 26, and then after that, we'll go back, and I want to talk to you about Psalm 23 and also these other ones. All these are very encouraging ones. That's why I have chosen these ones, because these are encouragement. And I know this time we need it. 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord. Try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For your love is ever or always before me. And I walk continually in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I consult with. I abhor the assembly of evildoers, and I refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence, and I go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live. That's the house of God. That's the house of God, listeners. I love the house where you live, said verse 7 of Psalm 27. The house where you live, O Lord. Verse 8. The place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners. My life with loves me in these hands of wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. But I lead a blameless life. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground in the great assembly. I will praise the Lord. All right. 23. Coming back. The Lord is my shepherd, or we could say my guide. He's my shepherd. He's the one we lean on. And when he is with us, when he's our leader, we shall not be in want. Shall not want other things. We shall not need other things, because God is our provider. Jehovah Jireh is our provider. He makes me lie down in green pastures. That doesn't necessarily mean he makes me lay on the grass. if anything, all that'll do is make you get muddy, rolling around in the grass. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Amen. I love that. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness. He guides me through them. He just leads you. He wants to be your guide. And as you trust in him, you don't have to trust in other things. The Bible says some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but I put my trust in the Lord my God. I put my trust in the Lord my God. That's where I put it. I hope you do the same, because that's where you should be putting your trust, is in the name of the Lord. Put it in the name of the Lord. Restores my soul, really. For his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. There's death all around. People are dying. It's not pretty. Even though that's going on, we fear no evil, because God is on our side, leading us, guiding us, showing us his way, the way he wants us to do it. Amen. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I don't know how a wooden rod is going to comfort you. It's not like you can sit on it. Hard as a rock. And chances are you might possibly break it. Try to sit on it. Hashtag just say it. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. You anoint my head with oil. He wants to anoint us with oil.
We innovation. I don't think we're going to lay hands on people anymore. I don't think we're going to come in.
Oh, really? Really? Really now? Really? Oh. The Bible said, Jesus said, they will lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. He didn't say unless there's a contagion, unless there's a virus or a contagious bacterial thing. Nope, he didn't say that. He anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over, not tips over, and ricochets, and everybody can hear it, and some people can get embarrassed when they hear it. Oh no, the cup fell, what was in it? Oh! Do you ever notice sometimes when you drop something on the ground, you loosen out of your pocket, and Sometimes I wonder if some of those things just have big flappers on them, and they can fly, like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 feet. Have you lost something out of your pocket, Mom, and it almost looked like it flew? And lately it seems like it flies flat. Sometimes it seems like it flies even farther than it used to. Doesn't it? Well, sometimes it feels like it, doesn't it? I almost wonder, does some of that stuff come with a flapper on it so it can fly? Especially some of these small objects. Some of these phones without cases, are those known to fly, do you feel like? Some of the ones without cases on them? Dad, do you think the phone flies farther with or without a case? It flies further with a case? Why does it fly further with a case? Oh, so that means it has a little flapper on it, so it can hide further away. just these other things. No wonder I'll drop something to the ground and it'll just, I'll be like, why is it so hard to find it? The ricochets in that. Yeah, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's why it's really important to say when you give your life to Jesus that you will dwell in the house of the Lord. I think there's great value to that. That, by the way, he's talking about, I know he's talking about more than just the church building. Don't you, Mom?
Yes.
He's talking about, like, the presence. The living and having God on your side. Living in the kingdom of God. He's not just talking about the four walls of your church. the four walls of your church. Well, according to the Bible, the only place I can live is in the church. That's not what it meant. Not what it meant. Even though the church is great. Like I said, I'll go through 24. Everything in the earth is the Lord's. Everything. But yep, everything is the Lord's. It didn't become the Lord someday. It didn't become the Lord's and then stay the Lord's until something happened. Nope. The earth is the Lord's. It is the Lord's. And everything in it. The world and all who live in it. He founded it under the seas, among the seas, and he established it among the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord, who may stand in his holy place. He who has clean hands, pure heart, who doesn't lift up his soul to an idol, or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek your face, O God, of Jacob. Lift up your heads. The Holy Spirit is the lifter of your head. He wants to be. O you gates, be lifted up, ancient doors of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Who is he? My heart. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His softly spoken. He's in heaven. And all it, he reveals things in heaven and all its mysteries. He is the Lord of earth and heaven, the creator of all things. He's the King of glory. He's everything to me. Everything. He is. He is. The song we used to sing. We only sang it for a few months. I don't know why we got rid of it when we did. But it was powerful. Very powerful. Psalm 24. Part of what I said a few minutes ago about how great songs have come out of the book of Psalms. Many. What percent of these Christian songs, like that a church will sing, would you say are based on somewhere in the book of Psalms? Would you say like 20% or a third? They're partly based on a psalm. Like that could even mean like, how majestic is your name in all the earth? Show me your ways that I may... teach me your ways, and all these different ones. And they're all based on, and so many of these are based on psalms. And I think of the one psalm. Every other word it says his love endures forever. His love and I didn't say song. I said psalm. There was a song that we used to sing that literally every other word was "His love endures forever," and it does endure forever and ever and ever. And when I look at Psalms, it's just, I just look at it and go, it is powerful. And there's a lot of great things to glean out of it. And sometimes you just have to keep reading it and reading it and reading it and reading it and reading it, to get everything out of it. That doesn't mean something's wrong. It's just what it is, you know? Because it's just like how it says, you know, I will fear no evil, but I will fear the Lord. Oh, and by fear, I didn't say be afraid of. Oh, no, he's here. No, not that. Fear of the Lord means that we live for him with everything we have, and we follow his commands, and we We just fulfill and do what he asks of us. And when I look at Psalm 23, the reason we want, like my pastor is asking people to read it every day, is because it can encourage us. It brings strength. And just shows the Lord's our shepherd. We shouldn't be in want. Shouldn't be in want of other things. You know that he causes us to lie down in green pastures. What do you think he means by that? That means, see, that means that he makes us, helps us to live in peace. That means number one, he's our provider. We shall not be in want because he's our provider. Number two, he wants us to live in peace. That's exactly what he means when he says, for those of you who may not understand what he means when he says, when he says he maketh me lie down in green pastures, still waters. There's more to that than just water. I think they both mean the same thing, don't you?
Yeah.
But besides still waters, he anointed my, and then all the different things. He anointed my head with oil. That means that God has put an anointing upon you. God has put an anointing on you.
Amen.
Listeners, I want you to say this out loud to yourself. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. Oh, and by the way, how are you supposed to anoint people with oil without contact? Oh, see? You're not. I've never heard of anyone getting infected all because someone put anointing oil on someone else's head. And if any, and what that actually does is you're breaking the power, not increasing. He restores my soul. He guides me through paths of righteousness. That means he helps me. He helps me make good decisions. Don't you think that's what that means?
Yes.
But the number four. I mean, he restores my soul. That means that, number four, he restores my soul. That means he repairs me. He leads me through paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. That means regardless of what's going on around me, I do not fear evil. I'm doing it this way to make it so that these verses are how someone else may understand them. Is that a good way to put it? Like exactly what the psalmist is saying here. Obviously through God. So what God is saying. So walk the valley of shadow of death, you know, for he is with me. That means God is with us. Your rod and your staff they comfort me. Which is, obviously, that's different from He is my rock and my shield. That's different. That's different.
Yeah.
Even though he is both of those. But you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. That means he even goes before us in enemy territory. That's exactly what that means. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overfloweth. That means I shall have an abundance. I shall have an abundance. That means even your toilet paper will multiply. Yeah. You'll look around next day when you're just feeling around at it to see how it's doing, and you realize it's the exact same as it was yesterday before I used it. Next day, same thing will happen. Next day, same thing will happen. And you'll think, oh, did the toilet paper families having kids? Okay, but there's more, a lot more to it than that. A lot more to it than that. But multiplication is part of that. Yeah, that includes, all the different miracles that Jesus did with multiplication, the bread and fish. By the way, he didn't just go, excuse me, I'm full. And then suddenly more bread and fish just appeared. Somehow was multiplied. He didn't say how. There is very much truth to this idea when we hear God works in mysterious ways. The only way we'll find out those mysteries is in heaven. That's one of the first things I'm going to ask Jesus when I get there, is about some of these mysteries. Isn't that one of those? I didn't say that first. There's other things that might be ahead of it, but that's pretty high on the list. Same with you.
Yeah.
Like some of these mysteries, what are they? How did you multiply all that stuff? How? Knowing that on earth, 5 loaves does not become 50 on its own without more being added. 2 fish does not become 12. I had to do some math. My hurts just see how many times it went into it to see how multiplication works. And I've heard stories. One time at a crusade I was at, the meds multiplied so that they always had enough. Remember? The meds multiplied. It's just like the ravens who continued to bring Elijah food. The brook, yes, it dried up, but then provision was made. He was taken care of. And the man and the woman, the woman and the son, they still had enough food. Just imagine this kid talking to his friends outside of the play date. What you gonna do tonight, Joey? Or what you gonna do tonight, Afaksad? Well, tonight we're having this well-known prophet of God over, and we're going to eat this cake, and hopefully we'll make, because I hope his face, Because I hope he would have had more faith than his mom did. Because his mom said, I'm going to eat it and die. That's why I kind of changed it. You figure that's why I changed it, right? That's why I changed it, hoping he'd have more faith than his mom did.
Yes.
Now you see why I did.
I
do. That's why I changed that part of it, because I was imagining, like, you know, those two kids being outside. And so they ate it. There was still enough. Next day, still enough. Next day, still enough. Next day, still enough. Multiply. Because there was only so much in there. There was enough to make him his cake first. She did that because she was right. He wasn't the guy who was starving. I'm starving! Give me the cake first! And by the way, some of these men, they can eat. Imagine if he had a couple guys with him. Some of those guys' heart. Try to prepare food for that army. She makes that cake. The pancake type things. And there's enough food. Her son. And the man of God. And next day, same thing. Next day, same thing. Next day, same thing. And there was always enough. And this was after God had said that there would be no dew or rain in the land for years. Now, sometimes I kind of like to tease in the summer about it and say, I wish we could have a summer like that during the day, but it still rained enough for the crops, but it was only at night. So you could still have kind of summer. Like I was saying, where 80s and to a degree 90s are common. Because let's face it, in most all of these places in America that I have called my favorites, 90s are common 50 plus days a year. Tennessee, Georgia, and Texas, all three. And Alabama. You say, Miracle Man, does that eat phase you? It doesn't really phase me a whole lot. And I do way better than what my dad does. And sometimes it almost seems like it depends on the location. But other times, certain days are different too. I remember one time, it literally seemed like it was more, like last summer, it literally seemed like it was more humid here in Ohio the day we left than what it was when we got to raise in Alabama. Remember? It seemed more muggy here. Remember the hat? And usually, a previous time when I was in Alabama, it was further south, I felt like I was in the muggy capital. And it wasn't windy, and that was a little unpleasant. But then the next day, it wasn't quite as bad. But then we went to Florida and Pensacola, and they had heat advisories up because the dew point was so high. Remember? But then we went to Chattanooga after that, and to me there it seemed like it was dry. And one day it didn't even, the 90 felt like how 80 would here, almost. It's just a tad bit warmer. And then the next day it was 95, but to you it didn't even quite feel like it because you were used to that much higher humidity, remember? It still felt warm, but remember my phone thing said it felt like 100, remember? But it's the funniest thing. You go down south in the middle of summer like that, and if you're outside for a while like that, it's almost like you build up tolerance, don't you? Especially if you've been exposed to it while you were here. You say, what are you saying? I'm just saying. But for the message, though, God said he would anoint, run us over. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to go before us. He wants to hem us in. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. Yeah, but there's a vibe. I shall fear no evil. There are things I know that have been confirmed that I am not going to get into, that are confirmed that the lamestream media will not tell us. I'm not gonna get out into all the details by any means. I'm just saying that it is known, including where it came from. I heard one thing that was from an actual source. Actually knows some things about where this thing came from. And then today we get a report from the World Health Organization that basically refutes that. Basically saying came from an animal. Really? When will they recognize the facts, the truth? Knowing the truth could be what lowers the death toll in the end. Don't you think? But we shall have no fear. Regardless, God doesn't want us to live in fear. He wants to free us. He wants to deliver us from fear of whatever that fear is that we have, anxiety. Jesus said, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Well, are we going to have a summer or not? I didn't ask you. I didn't ask you a question. It's an illustration. To that, I say, trust in the Lord. If you worry instead of trusting in the Lord, all you're going to do is make things worse for yourself. Because worrying, obviously, we do things like ask questions, but my hope is in the name of the Lord. My trust is in the Lord. You say, Miracle Man, why do you always have such a positive outlook about this? Because I trust in the Lord. And I know that God is going to see us through this thing. And you have a choice. You're going to live in this mindset where it's all negative and be like, it's all this, it's all this. Or you're going to trust in the name of the Lord. It's not about a certain party or a certain trusting in the name of the Lord. Trusting in the Lord and in the power of his might. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and a sound mind. Sound. That doesn't mean wishy-washy. Because sometimes I feel like the media almost wants you to be wishy-washy based on the reports they have for you for the day. Sound. That's what God wants us to have. So, that's why I want you to read Psalm 23 every day out loud to your family. Read it to your dog. Your dog might learn how to quote it. maybe you'll think, oh, he's barking Psalm 23. Or maybe he's barking, I want this certain kind of sandwich. Only, hopefully that's not what he's barking. I hope that's not what he's barking. Hopefully not. Anyhow, when I think about this Psalm 23, and even these other ones that I read you tonight, they bring strength. They bring encouragement. They bring hope. That's what God is. He is faithful. He is glorious. He is Jesus. All my hope is in him. He is freedom. He is healing right now. He is hope, joy, love, peace, life. That's who he is. That's what he is. Amen. All my hope is in him. Lord Jesus, I thank you for who you are. Thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we would realize, Lord Jesus, who you are, what you mean, that your hand is on our life, and that no matter what we go through, you're always there for us at all times. And I just give you all the praise and all the honor and glory. And I pray that all those who are in need of a healing right now tonight would receive it. Whatever disease, whatever sickness, whatever the infection is, and I just pray right now. Yes, Ray, you're in my prayers too. Thank you that toe thing would be healed right now. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us and that you're working in our midst, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. All right. NFL draft, we will talk about that tomorrow night. And then until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.